order, the City of Lapine City Council, general council meeting Monday, January 7th, 2019, at exactly 6 p.m. Allegiance, this is the last time, Gary Gordon, I'm going to ask you to do this.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Gary. Okay, do we got to have a roll call? Kurt Wiecon?
Connie Brace, present.
Craig Heaton, present.
Don Brander, present.
Steve Martinez, present.
Trent Tennant, present.
We have a full council, plus our student council representative here tonight, and Mayor Scott's here. Any added agenda items, anyone?
Yes, Mayor, we have one added agenda item, if the council wishes, Mary Hatfield to the Planning Commission. Her term expired, item number 15, yeah.
Okay, got it. Comments? Anybody out there have anything to say? We got a full house tonight. This is great. I love it. We're doing our job, I guess, getting the public involved. Anybody have anything to say before you get started? Nothing. Okay. So we have a consent agenda, which includes the approval minutes for December 12th, reimbursements for the council and staff, and financial reports. Objections or anything abnormal?
I move we accept the consent agenda.
Second. First and second, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Consent agenda passed. Okay, before we get on to number 7, where we step down and get new council members, I'm going to give the old council, outgoing council, and myself, the mayor, a chance to say a few words. We're starting to you.
Oh, it's good to see the turnout for the public this evening. It's been an exciting 2018 for here in the City of Lapine. Glad to see the water and wastewater project started. The West Side streetscape is almost completed.
Yep.
Been a lot of good things happening here in the city, and we have a balanced budget. For me, that's a very warm and fuzzy feeling. Also a challenge for the new mayor and new city council. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you. Mr., what do you have to say?
He's accomplished a lot since it's incorporated. Council. And the next
council
will be watching with anticipation with the foundation's been laid for that council. So, staff, I want to thank you. It's been fun. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, I have a few things to say. You know, I've been mayor for 2 years, and my whole basic thing is get the community involved and have the community let them know what's going on, and I hope the future council will do the same thing. The more people we have involved, the less gossip, rumors, and this is an open meeting. It's an open agenda. Everybody has a right to know what goes on in the city. Never again should it be, you know, just a handful. By the looks of people here, I think we've accomplished a little bit of that the last couple of years. So thanks to the staff, thanks to everybody. I want to thank a couple of special people. They kept basically my psychiatrist for, you know, senior members, Don Greiner and Stu Martinez. I opened their doorstep I don't know how many times, and they're always willing to talk. I appreciate that. People in the audience here, Stu's mom, Corrine, when we have breakfast, she's my historian. She could tell me anything that went on in the city. She knows everybody. It's amazing. So, and she's been a great help to me. And the other person is my lovely wife, Colleen. Because I'm not always cool, I get a little hyper at times. It's been a great 2 years. It's almost like we have a great staff here. Every time somebody leaves, it seems like a better person stepped up to the plate. These here are just wonderful. I'm proud, and I know what the rest of the council is, that at the end of these 2 years, the city is a better place. And the year, it's great, and I'm proud of it. Step off into the sunset. If you want to find Stu and I, we'll probably be at the headquarters. And the other thing I like to say, which I'm going to make Connie happy, I'm sorry, but I feel that Don Griner deserves some credit. The years he's put in, he's a senior member, like Stu was to be council president, and become the president. That's just all because he's, how old are you now? Have you hit the century mark yet? So anyways, and that's all I have to say. So we're going to move on to number 7, swearing in the new council. Melissa, you lead this.
So just to go over it again. So outgoing council can stand, incoming council can go stand beside you. Stu's going to swear in the mayor and the council, new council.
Swear in, not swear out.
You're the old band.
If there's room up there. It's a great photo op if you all do it right.
Is this it?
Yeah, you're good.
Go for it.
So,
okay.
About 12 years ago, I was honored to be sworn in first mayor of the city of Lapine. It's really meaning a lot here to be able to do that for the new mayor, Daniel Richard. Will you raise your right hand, please? I, Daniel Richard.
I, Daniel Richard.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the laws and constitutions of the United States.
Constitution of the United States and the state of Oregon.
And that I will, to the best of my ability.
And I will.
The duties of mayor of the city of Lapine.
Honestly and faithfully of the office of the mayor of Lapine.
For the term commencing January 7, 2019.
For the term commencing January 7, 2019.
Ending December 22, 2020. That I will support the laws and constitutions of the United States and the state of Oregon.
Say that again for me.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the laws.
That I will support the laws
and constitutional to the best of my ability. Honestly and faithfully.
Honestly and faithfully.
Of city councilor.
Discharge.
January 7, 2019. Congratulations.
If we can have the old council and mayor take your nameplate, and the new council and mayor can put your nameplate, and then we'll also have a presentation really quick before you jet out of here. And because we knew you were going to give away your jacket.
And now we're going to pretend I'm a New Yorker again.
Hey Dennis, can I have my papers? Just took everything and ran.
Good job. Thank you.
Okay, so I think the first order of business that we need to do is we need to elect a council president. That's something that usually happens every 2 years. And so, do we have any nominations?
I would like to nominate Don Greiner for city council president.
I'll second that.
So we have a nomination and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we've got a council president. Thank you so much. I think our next order of business is that we need to have a little public hearing here. It should just be short and sweet, but it's a formality and we need to get it done. So this is going to be a public hearing on resolution 2019-01. This resolution is adopting the findings to support an exemption for the competitive bidding for a new industrial park wastewater lift station project. So I'm going to open the hearing, so I think the first thing I need to do is ask for a staff report.
I'll give that, Mayor.
Thank you so much.
A little background on this topic. As most of you know, BioGreen is an industrial user proposing to start a project in the industrial park. Sometimes with these big developers, they trigger improvements with the infrastructure, and specifically for this hearing, it is in regards to a lift station upgrade. That lift station was put over capacity with this development, so they are making that upgrade to improve that lift station. The contractor and the developer has requested to be exempt from the competitive bidding process, which makes their process a lot smoother, quicker, and they don't have to adhere to the public bidding processes like we would have to if we were going out. In your packets, Council, you're going to see finding the support of this exemption from competitive bidding. And if I need to go into detail, you can ask questions at that time. We'll be glad to answer those. The staff's in favor of this exemption. We've looked at it thoroughly, and this is a good direction for us to go. We have made all the proper precautions and published this hearing adequately in the statewide journal, the Daily Journal of Commerce. We've met all those conditions, and we're doing the public hearing tonight.
Shields doesn't have a packet.
I didn't bring one with me.
Just grab my packet.
Gary can have mine.
Now ask me a question about something.
Right. Right. Yeah, you got a highlight.
There you go. There you go.
I'll take mine back. I wrote a little.
That's right. Just have your scribbles all over. You can have yours back.
Thank you.
Part of the process will be opened up for public testimony.
Any public comments on this subject? Sorry.
Harry Myers, Lapine resident. I think it's a fabulous idea, and it takes and defrays the cost upgrade for that whole area away from the city, and they're going to take care of it. I'm all for every part of this.
Thank you so much. Is there any other comments? We're going to close the public hearing part of this. And we're going to go to council deliberations and questions. So,
a comment. Normally, I'm completely in favor of public bidding process, but in this case, a contractor who's willing to spend some of their own money I think exempting them from the public bidding process was a good idea.
Well, they're exempt from public bidding process, but they're not exempt from my public review on engineering documents.
In favor of it, it should be passed.
Mike Harper? So I guess at this point, we need to take a formal vote as to approving the revised notice.
I got the formal
draft
right there. Whoever would like to make a motion for that?
And adopt resolution number 2019-01 of the City of Lapine adopting findings to support an
In favor? Oh, perfect.
Connie Breeze, aye.
Mike?
Mike Shields, aye.
Reiner, aye.
Michael Harper, aye.
All right. And so measure passes.
Thank you, Council.
So the next thing we have is an amendment to the master fee schedule for the mobile food vendor business in miscellaneous land use applications, resolution number 2019-02. Did Dr. read this?
No, I give a brief little background. So as you all know and are aware, I've even been actively involved. We just redid our whole development code for the city, and one of the things we implemented that food trucks. We had nothing in our code that would allow them before. We now have a code that allows them. They have to get a license. We don't have a fee for it. And so this is amending our fee schedule to allow. And one of the things we wanted to fix, which it's always good to fix things at the same, is we have a lot of our developments come through. We need easements. It says in here, and I'm not with deeds. Easements, agreements, and our attorneys spend a lot of time on this. And what happens is they go back and forth with the applicant, and there's no fee in there for that. The city picks up that cost. And so the attorneys actually suggested that we put a fee in there for other documents and deeds and easements, where at some point you go back and forth, we enter in these negotiations, and so that we put that in at the same time as the food truck. That's in the resolution.
But the land use application amendment, talking about that we're spending, the city's spending on those.
They can get up really quick, because when they deal with our attorneys and they're reviewing an easement document, that's maybe boilerplate for us, and then the attorneys for the other side come back with all these changes. Our attorneys now have to look at it, and of course they're working on our behalf, so more changes. And so we've seen it now with several projects where the city is spending, it can get to thousands. And at some point, we have to say, this is boilerplate, this is what we do, and it's just becoming so, I guess, laid back, because we don't have anything in place that says, hey, you're going to start paying for this if we're going to make changes to a boilerplate easement or document.
Okay,
so
I'm just concerned.
These are businesses that are not, this is not going to normal standard businesses. If you're talking our normal standard business, this doesn't happen, because it's this boilerplate document. These are larger businesses that are having this issue, where they have a bank of it.
And I'll add, we're always open to revisions, like
right.
First round of revisions,
right.
But when it gets to the point of a third round revision, we've got, you know, 10 hours of legal staff involved in it, that starts to become a problem.
And it was at their suggestion, because it is costing the city now more money, and something we don't want to see happen more and more. So.
Just wanted to clarify.
It has nothing to do with the food cart services. This is a separate item than the on the fee schedule. So
absolutely. Just they're two different items, yeah.
It's not going to cost a food cart thousands of dollars. Yep. I just wanted that to be totally clear. So.
Yep. No
other questions.
Connie
Breeze, aye.
Mike.
I move the City of Lapine Council approve resolution number 2, amending the master fee schedule to include a $50 fee for food truck license line item for legal fees incurred by various agreements.
Second that motion.
Perfect. Now we'll do it. Connie.
Connie Breeze, aye.
Mike.
Mike Shields, aye.
John Dreyer, aye.
Michael Harper, aye.
The motion passes. The resolution passes. So the next thing that we need to do here tonight is we need to make some appointments to committees. And just so everybody understands with the process here, I've been involved in prior years in a lot of different committees. And I feel that sometimes, you know, people can be on committees for an extended duration of time. And yeah, I think that it's good that everybody that's that works in governance gets a chance to see what happens on committees and how committees interact with each other and how the city really works. So I'm a firm believer that if you're on a committee longer than 2 years, you know, that at some point or another, there's probably a better place that you could learn, you know, and help out another part of the city. So for me, I like to rotate committee members when they work on internal committees. External committees have representatives from other cities, so it doesn't, in my mind, this doesn't really matter. They, you know, they rotate enough. But on internal committees, just so there's no thought of favoritism or anything like that, it's just good to rotate, you know, committee members. So the first committee that we're going to talk about is the COAC. This is the Central Oregon Area Commission on Transportation. And currently, or prior, there was Mayor Scott was the representative and Councilor Martinez was the alternative. So I propose that I become the representative and that Mike Shields becomes the alternative. Does the council have any comments on this situation? Then the next committee we need to deal with is COIC. This is the Central Oregon Intergovernmental Council. This is an external committee that meets in different places. And prior was Connie Breeze and Don Greiner was the alternate. And after speaking with several other committee members and council people, they had confirmed that this is working very smoothly and that this committee works good. So I would like to maintain that Connie is the representative and Don Greiner is the alternative. Is there any comments on that? Okay, moving right along, our next one is the COCO. This is the Central Oregon Cities Organization. And so prior there was Mayor Scott was the representative and Connie Breeze was the alternate and Stu Martinez was the third. So I'm proposing that I fill Mayor Scott's position on the COCO committee and that Don Greiner is the alternate and that Connie Breeze is the third. Are there any comments on that?
Other than I don't think a third.
Yeah, I'm just, this is what it was. Whether you utilized or not, I think it's, you know. One of the next ones is the SLED committee. This is Sun River Lapine Economic Development Committee. And Councilor Martinez was the primary and Councilor Heaton was the alternate. And I'm proposing that Mike Shields is the primary person and that I'm the alternate person. Is there any comments on that? Nope. I want these to work out good for everybody, you know, for their own thing. The League of Oregon Cities, Small Cities Network. Don Greiner was the primary and Connie Breeze was the alternate. And I'm proposing that Connie is the primary and that Mike Harper is the alternate.
I'll be able to travel.
So would you rather be the primary on that one? Why don't we put Mr. Harper as primary and I'll be alternate?
Okay, perfect.
There's only 4 meetings a year. Yeah. The thing is, that's extended. And they cut the area that you travel down, so now you're only out an hour to an hour and a half instead of 3 or 4 hours to get to a meeting. So quite a bit of difference in the travel.
That's still good for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, the next one is our Urban Renewal Agency. And the appointees are requires 3 council members. And before we had Connie Breeze, Councilor Heaton, and Councilor Martinez. And I'm proposing that Don Greiner, Mike Harper, and myself are on this committee. Is there any? Then we go to the Deschutes River Basin Water Study Group. And before it was Councilor Heaton and Mayor Scott was the alternate. And this generally happens out of town in, over towards Salem. And so I propose that Mike Harper is the primary and that I'm the secondary.
Was that one where we're gonna?
Do Salem every now and then?
Yeah.
Jake's on the committee.
I'm usually, since it'd be a phone conference or I sometimes go in person.
Works for you, it works for me. I just want this to be easy on everybody.
Right.
That's the point.
I'm happy to go secondary if that's, because I will be in Salem. So I imagine you've got a better.
Sometimes they piggyback it with Coco.
Oh, do they?
A lot of times they piggyback with Coco. So I would say the backup should be one of the Coco representatives because.
And so that's, so then it would be, you would be the primary and then I would be the secondary.
There we go.
Perfect.
I also.
You can work it out. And then the last one is the Regional Solutions. And it was Mayor Scott was the primary and Councilor Martinez was the alternative. So I'll be the primary and then Harper, Mike Harper can be the alternative person. So that should take care of the appointments. Moving on to number 12, we have a discussion on the 2018-2019 City Council goals, mission, and vision statements.
For the new council, last year the City Council had a retreat and they got to also threw in their goals that were kind of just part of the budget, objectives in the budget from each department. Do you want to do a retreat and work on these again?
Okay, so let's open up for discussion. Connie?
How the city employees to then, what our community was formed on, so I don't have any problem with leaving it, but maybe meeting and discussing what the objectives that we find important are.
I'm wondering if what was our city manager and Jay that has been accomplished that's on this list?
There is some that if you look down it, it has been accomplished. Do you want me to say every?
I was wondering if there are some.
There is.
That you'd like to point out that.
I will just tell you this, that there is, these goals that the council did are fairly fluid. They're actually really good. I don't see an issue to change them. They're objectives. We will be probably changing a couple because obviously we did code. We still need enforcement. So you'll see some of those objectives change at budget when we come through with our budget. We start going into budget hearings and budget meetings. And so you'll get an idea then. But
I was around when you all were putting these together last year. I think there's some great
audience because we have so many people in attendance tonight. I'll just read it. So the council goals for 2018 and 19 were beautiful.
And my comments on this is I think that it's probably just because there's three new people on this council, that it's probably better that we finish up what's already started before we set new goals. That way everybody can kind of figure out how things are working, you know, and they'll have a better idea of what new goals we need to set. We need to, that probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
I think we should bring it back in a resolution so you have it, it's there.
Okay, please.
We'll do that at a future meeting.
Objectives underneath those goals.
Yeah, they're in the budget too.
So our next order of agenda is number 13. It's the discussion of the City Council, City of Lapine Area Representatives. Number 13. Yeah. We just did that? Okay.
I think we just did that. I think that might be. Oh, that's the map. That's the map. Sorry.
Okay, so in everybody's, if this is. In everybody's packet, there's a map that looks like this that maybe everybody out there hasn't seen. And what has conveniently happened is I asked that we include this map for future discussion because I feel that attending some of the meetings in the past, like when we had the meeting that had the noise in the Liggy property and the industrial area and the speeding trucks down Finley Butte, And the citizens came to the council and conveyed their concerns. They were told that their concerns kind of weren't voiced to the proper person and they weren't brought to the council correctly and they fell through the cracks. So prior to that, you know, to avoid that happening in the future, I'm proposing that we break the city into four distinct areas of representation that each councilor can take and have an area to represent. That way people and citizens will know exactly who to tell their concerns to and they'll feel more comfortable conveying their concerns to somebody that they know rather than just approaching somebody or anybody. And then chances of them falling through the cracks are a little bit less. If you look at this map here, the city is relatively divided into different size pieces, but all of the pieces have about the same populace, which is the main thing, you know, to listen to the citizens and take care of their concerns. So I just thought that I would present this in hopes that we can speak about this in the future. And maybe we can take and divide the city up into areas of responsibility. I think it'll serve the citizens a lot better than just somebody walking in randomly and not knowing who to talk to. Does everybody understand that, Mary? Okay, so I think that's the only thing that we had to do with this. It's just so that I just wanted to broach the subject. The next order of agenda is number 14, which is I think that we could speak about changing the times of council meetings to a little teeny bit earlier in the evening so it's easier for people to get to and it doesn't end up being so late. Changing them to 5:30. And this again, you know, I just kind of wanted to broach the subject, buddy, and get everybody's two cents.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, when we get to public comments, any of the things that we've spoken about, you know, I really feel that it's vital to hear from the, you know, citizens. So please speak up.
Mayor, if I can just ask staff, there is some cost effectiveness to work. It's just we're paying at some.
Gave the city some money also.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad bonus. All right. Are there, so I guess we're at 15 other matters that were brought up?
Yep. Pass that to the mayor.
Okay. So in this appointment, I would like to recommend that Mary Hatfield, whose term expired December 31st, 2018, and she's indicated that she would like to serve another term. Mary is here tonight and she and is willing to answer any questions the council might have if there are any. And then I would like to hear a motion to approve the appointment of Mary Hatfield to the Planning Commission for the term of January 7th, 2019 to December 31st, 2022. Okay. Do we have any staff comments?
I'm Mary Hatfield, and I've been on the council for 2 years.
Do we have any public comments? Okay, so do I need a motion to do this? Okay, so...
I make the motion that we appoint Mary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, looks like Mary, you're on again for another 2 years.
Thank you.
Or 4 years. Yay. And now we're to the section where we get public comments about all the things that have transpired tonight. So don't be shy, just step on up and say your name and let her wing.
Kip Fleming, 50662 Deer Forest Drive, Lapine. I have a concern about the resolution too on the, I have no problem with the mobile business fee schedule. But I do believe that when we get to miscellaneous land applications, that needs to be a much bigger discussion. I think it should be brought to the Planning Commission to begin with. But I think the public definitely should have a lot of input on that.
Anybody else? Any subjects, step on up.
And this from the beginning, to say what a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As long as we can hear you.
Okay. Kitty Shields, 51540 Shields Drive. I just want to say how pleased I've been